Over the last year and a half, many moms' pictures of what we thought parenting would look like has drastically changed. So many of us have been trying to find a new normal during this pandemic while keeping our boats afloat and trying to maintain some stability in our homes. All of the daily routines and schedules have been turned upside down as it has caused each person in our household to work, learn, and play all in the same place. We've never calmed more fears, baked more bread, made more puzzles, gone for more walks, or bought more toilet paper. Each time we think it might be over, we're hit with the reality that we'll need to continue to reassure everyone that we'll all get through this and that someday we will make it to the other side. Our kids have been watching Swiss Family Robinson, a show based on a book about a family that is shipwrecked. They manage to make it safely to an island where they end up living in a treehouse while they're awaiting a ship to come and rescue them. The crazy thing is, some days, I actually feel a lot like that family. Like we've been shipwrecked and left alone together to work and play and learn how to survive until all this is over. But in the book, unlike the show, they continue each and every day to thank the Lord that they're safe, that they have just what they need, and that they have each other. There are hardships and they have to carve out a completely different life for a period of time. But while they're there, they realize they're so much stronger than they ever realized. When the wild animals and fears come, they pray and climb up into their safe treehouse. Instead of grumbling and complaining, each day is an adventure where they grow and learn together. Now, I don't pretend to know the trials each mom has had to face during this pandemic. Perhaps you're homeschooling for the first time while trying to set up a home office so you can keep your job while you continue to help cook meals and clothe your children. The losses and the struggles you're going through are very real, and for that, I'm so sorry. Like you, I can't wait for this to be over so I can sit with so many of you and hug you and tell you that I love you and I've missed you. But for now, I pray that you'll know that you're loved and valued and that God sees you. I pray that in this new normal, you will be able to think of this family time together as an adventure and a blessing, and that perhaps during these times of togetherness, you'll begin to have a more intimate relationship with not only your family, but with your Heavenly Father. Can I just say you're amazing? You're doing a great job. Hang in there. The ship is coming and rescue is on its way. I pray for patience and endurance to run the last leg of this race. He will give you the strength you need to make it through each and every day. He promises to never leave our side and to give us all the strength we need when we feel the weakest. Like the treehouse for the Swiss Family Robinson was a place of shelter, protection, solace, and safety, I pray that during any difficult situation or trial, that you would run to your loving Heavenly Father and hide away in His branches. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe."